two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
The late Queen Elizabeth II turned up in a surprising number of pop and rock songs, sometimes with fondness, then in protest, and sometimes just trying to sketch the most recognisable and yet unknowable woman on the planet. Songs about the Queen.
Her Majesty, take one.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
The last track on the last Beatles album, Abbey Road. A surprise extra when we were sure the record had ended. Paul McCartney sang that live for Her Majesty at the Golden Jubilee Party in 2002. And she's in two other Beatles songs.
Meanwhile, back in Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass. And in his pocket is a portrait of the Queen. He likes to keep his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine.
Penny Lane and...
Works in a shop, she never stops, she's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the Queen. Only place that he's ever been.
Mean Mr. Mustard from Abbey Road.
Just had a dream the other night. I was married to the Queen, and Madonna lived next door. I think she took a shine to me, and the kids were all grown up. But I had to turn her down, 'cause I was still in love with you.
Badly drawn boy, dreaming of the Queen. But not exclusively.
Queen Elizabeth, boom boom. Jump for her. Queen Elizabeth, boom boom. Jump for her. Queen Elizabeth, boom boom. Jump for her. Queen Elizabeth, boom boom. Keep on jumping for her.
More anatomy. An anthem, Lee Scratch Perry, Queen Elizabeth Pum Pum. Elsewhere in the Caribbean. Chalice in the Palace, Uroy. Chalice being a rather formidable pipe that Rastas use to smoke herb. Songs that mention the Queen.
Thank you.
Billy Bragg, imagining the Queen at home in the palace in a song called Rule No Reason.
Dreaming of the Queen, visiting for tea, you and her and I, and Lady Di. The Queen said, I'm aghast, love never seems to last.
Pet Shop Boys, Dreaming of the Queen, after Neil Tennant read that people commonly dream that the Queen comes round to their house.
I remember when my world was hardly grown, and the daughter of a dead ascended to the throne. And though I was just a lad at school, I saw it all with scorn. The solemn, sacred emptiness, the monumental yawn, and the slime exuding daily from the sycophantic slugs, and the coronation ashtrays and the coronation mugs. And the
Leon Rosselson, song called On Her Silver Jubilee, a song more about the polarising nature of monarchy than an individual monarch.
I was walking down the street at sunrise one morning in London, England, and there was a very large Rolls Royce limousine pulling slowly along the street. And in that Rolls Royce was the Queen of England, looking tired, just got back from a party. And the Queen leaned out and she said, aren't you B.B. King? She said, oh, B.B., sometimes it's so hard to pull things together. Could you tell me what you think I ought to do? And I said,
you better not look down if you want to keep on flying. Put the hammer down, keep the
B.B. King advising Her Majesty in Better Not Look Down.
Fumble for change, pull out the Queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out the plum.
The Jam, down in the tube station at midnight. The Queen, so far away in a palace, but her face was on all of our coins and our stamps. The Sex Pistols released that during the Silver Jubilee celebrations. John Lydon, who had been Johnny Rotten years later, said it was more about the monarchy than the monarch. Songs about the late Queen Elizabeth II. And this is very likely the first such song, from 1953. Calypso, from Trinidad's Young Tiger. I was there at the coronation.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gents, I enjoyed myself to my heart's content. I could not follow the procession, but I was there to see the coronation. I was there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
I took up my position at Marble Arch from the night before just to see the march. The night wind was blowing, freezing and cold, but But I held my ground like a young Creole. I was there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
My stoic stance soon paid dividends, for I saw them coming around the bend. Then I perceived in all her glory the golden coach with her majesty. She was there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
Majesty looked really divine in her crimson robe, furred with her mind. The Duke of Edinburgh, dignified and neat, sat beside her as admiral of the fleet. He was there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
1,000 guardsmen marching ahead, physicians and surgeons all in good stead. All the lords of the admiralty, the war office and the air ministry, they were there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
Navy, Army, Royal Air Force, Chiefs of Staff, United Kingdom, of course. The Royal Horse Guards, we chanced to see. Escort of the Household Cavalry, they were there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
Troop from Dominion and colonies, Australia, New Zealand, and West Indies. India, Ceylon, West Africa, Newfoundland, Gibraltar, and Canada, they were there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
The procession was about 50,000 strong. It stretched for much more than 6 miles long. Millions of people, all happily, shouting 3 cheers for Her Majesty. They were there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
As I stood there looking rapturously, a feeling of elation came over me. I felt what pleasure such beauty gives. I shall never forget as long as I live. I was there
at the coronation.
We were there
at the coronation.
I was there
at the coronation.
Millions there
at the coronation.